Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
One startup's plan to help Africa lure back its AI talent. Lalapa is building a research lab to serve African businesses and nonprofits, with the hope that locally grown algorithms can better serve communities. By Kari Johnson. During a trip home to Johannesburg, South Africa, while completing an engineering master's program in Japan, Pelinomi Moiloa attended the largest machine learning community gathering she'd ever seen in Africa, just a few miles from where she grew up. In all, 600 people from 22 nations attended 2017's Deep Learning Indaba, held at the University of Witwatersrand, discussing topics like healthcare and agriculture solutions custom-made to meet the needs of African people. That week-long gathering made Moiloa feel she could have an impact on the lives of Africans, and it helped convince her to move back to South Africa and look for a way to put her engineering skills to work on her home continent. The conversations were around making a genuine impact and positive change in African lives on a mass scale, and that was something I really wanted to be part of, she says. This month, Moiloa will join some organizations of Deep Learning Indaba to launch Lalapa, a commercial and industrial AI research company focused on serving the needs of the 1 billion people in Africa. The co-founders hope the startup can develop into a magnet for top African AI talent, somewhat like the way top AI brains have for years been drawn to the deeply resourced labs of OpenAI, the startup and Microsoft partner behind ChatGPT, or Google's DeepMind. Lalapa aims to convince Africans like Moiloa to quit jobs overseas and return, and it aims to do this by working on problems African AI researchers care about, and by allowing them to work closer to the people in places important to them. We speak to many of these people, and they do want to come back, but they want the opportunities, and that's the gap we're trying to fill, says Benjamin Rossman, who runs an AI lab at the University of Witwatersrand with another Lalapa co-founder, Pravesh Ronchod. The company is backed by Mozilla Ventures and Atlantica Ventures and has raised $2.5 million in funding. Individual investors, including Google's AI chief, Jeff Dean, a vocal supporter of Deep Learning Indaba, and Karim Begir, CEO of startup InstaDeep, acquired by pharma company BioNTech for $682 million last month. Lalapa plans to make money by building AI for African businesses and nonprofits, which the founders say have needs that aren't always easily met by U.S.-centric AI technology. Initial projects include building a financial services and literacy bot for a South African bank, machine translation to connect mothers with healthcare professionals, and text mining to support the group Open Restitution Africa's work on returning artifacts in overseas museums to their native lands. Lalapa plans to train models on languages from Southern Africa that are not high on Silicon Valley priority lists to power translation and other forms of automated text processing. That would have applications in communications, education, and business. University of Pretoria Data Science Chair Vukosi Marivati, another co-founder, says the company is an attempt to start building technology that puts African needs and values first, instead of relying on a handful of overseas tech companies. "We don't want to be left behind," Marivati says. "In technological revolutions, those left behind pay a big price as a society." Lalapa's founders also include Jade Abbott, organizer of the Masakane Open Source Machine Translation Project for African Languages, which has contributors from more than a dozen African nations. While U.S.-based AI projects such as ChatGPT or Meta's content moderation operations have outsourced work screening toxic content to Africa, Masakane helps people without formal training contribute to data sets that can train machine translation models for local languages, like Swahili and Yoruba. In May, Masakane will host a workshop in Kigali, Rwanda at the International Conference on Learning Representations, the first major AI research conference held in Africa. A 2022 survey of company founders who are members of Black in AI, a nonprofit trying to grow Black representation in the field, found that a majority were born in sub-Saharan Africa, but roughly half attended graduate schools in North America and continue to live there, a pattern that has also caused other parts of the Global South to be drained of technical talent. An annual report on the global AI industry found that the majority of PhD graduates in artificial intelligence in the U.S. are born outside the country, but 4 out of 5 stay in the U.S. after graduation. Google, Microsoft, and other leading AI companies in the U.S. are currently racing to build and launch products built on large language models, AI systems that have shown promise for search and other applications, but that can also fabricate information and spew toxic text. Abbott says Lalapa is not interested in that technology, which requires huge volumes of training data and expensive computing power. "For most African languages, there isn't enough training data to take that approach," she says. "And AI models have to be nimble enough to deploy from a smartphone or Raspberry Pi with an inconsistent web connection." A Lalapa analysis found that small multilingual models, including Masakane's AfroLM, can perform as well or better than a version of GPT-3, a text generator from startup OpenAI on tasks like translating sentences in Zulu. Mohammed Hassan Khan, co-founder of biotech company Medium Biosciences, says AI teams like Lalapa and connections inside Africa's global diaspora can work in tandem to address the continent's research and development shortfall. He was born in Ivory Coast, but graduated from MIT and now lives in Boston, working with co-founders and engineers in the U.S., Egypt, and Nigeria. With a median age below 20 and a projected population boom ahead, Africa promises expanding opportunities, Khan says. But some of the same challenges facing African tech that Lalapa hopes to erase will also challenge the company itself. "Successfully making AI customized to local problems may require significant capital investment," Khan says. "And how to monetize those solutions isn't always clear."
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.